What's your favorite thing about this time of year? Do you enjoy the parties, presents, maybe mince pies, mulled wine? There's always an opportunity for more of those later. I really like Christmas lights. Yeah, time of year when it's cold, when it's dark, there's something beautiful, even magical, about seeing those lights wrapped around trees, across streets, outside houses. I was visiting a friend a few days ago, and I was only going to be there for a few minutes. They got their tree up, and he said, I'll put the lights on. We do that, don't we? Even if we're going to only appreciate it for a few minutes, we put the lights on. Instantly, it feels more Christmassy. The winter month, it doesn't seem so dark and miserable. And so it's incredibly disheartening when your Christmas lights don't work. Yeah, see, some people can relate to that. It's come to that time of year, you take your lights down from the loft or wherever you've had them for the last 11 months. You unpack them. Now, for some people, that's a simple matter of open the box, take out the lights. For others, I'm sure it's some surgical operation as you're seeking to untangle that mass of wires, get them all sorted. And then maybe in your enthusiasm, you arrange them around your tree nice and beautifully. Now, you only make that mistake once. Because once you've got them all arranged and you come to press that button to switch on the lights and nothing. Darkness instead of light. And with many types of Christmas tree lights, there's only one bulb, one broken connection, and you have darkness instead of light. In many ways, that's a bit like life, isn't it? We live in a world that is beautiful. There's much to appreciate. But there's also a lot of darkness in this world. We see it on the news. And we even experience it in our own lives. We long for light. We have this yearning inside of us for something greater. For there to be light. Now, perhaps you're at a stage of life where for you, it's a bit like taking those lights out of that box. You're trying to arrange everything, get it sorted. And if you do that, there's a hope that there'll be light. You know, if I get that job, if I get that promotion, then I can get that car, I can get that house. If I get that relationship, then there'll be some more light in my life. Or maybe you're sitting here this evening and you're like the person who's got their lights on the tree. You've got it all arranged. You set out to do something and you've achieved it. You've pursued what you thought would give you joy. And yet, like pressing that switch, hoping for light, and there's darkness. And like with those Christmas tree decorations, it's just one bulb, one broken connection. And we find that there's darkness instead of light. And if it comes to Christmas tree lights, well, then what you need to do is you need to identify where that broken connection is. You need to fix it. So when we look at this world, now the question is, what is that broken connection? Why do we experience so much darkness in this life? From our first reading, our video earlier, we heard what that broken connection was. The broken connection is a broken connection between us and God. Because we embraced the lie that God was against us, that he was trying to hold us back. And so to move forward in life, we needed to resist him. We needed to make our own way. And we made God the enemy. And we rebelled. But in rejecting the author of all life, we embrace death. In rejecting the one who himself is light, we find ourselves in darkness. We rebelled in the name of freedom, only to become enslaved by corruption and death. That's a human dilemma. It's a world we live in where there's much darkness. But that's why Christmas is such great news. Because on that first Christmas, light broke into the darkness. John's gospel is a first century eyewitness account of the ministry of Jesus. And it begins with these words. They'll come up on the screen. You can also find them in your service sheet. John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That first Christmas, God himself came into this dark world. The true light who gives light to all mankind came into the darkness. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, which means God with us. And God came to restore light, to bring light to this world, and he does so by first fixing that broken connection. That broken connection between us and God. As we read, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children of God. This is about a restored relationship. This is about God fixing that broken connection in order that there might be light. This is what Christmas is about. This is God's greatest Christmas gift to each of you. It's a free gift that he offers. And yet it cost him everything. God, the one who dwells in unapproachable light, entered into darkness. Who came into this world from the cradle to the cross, who's despised and rejected, suffering at the hands of his own creation. Because if we're honest with ourselves, the darkness isn't just stuff that's out there. Now we know it's in here, in our hearts, as we contribute to that darkness in many and various ways. And the one who came to bring freedom was rejected, was despised, that suffering servant that we saw in that second video. And yet at that moment where it looks like darkness triumphs, where humanity in effect is saying to God, we want nothing to do with you, we will do it our own way, God is working to bring about light. Because Jesus bears the darkness of our hearts. He takes the curse of our rebellion upon himself. And so his death on a cross is no accident. It's no defeat. This is God's hand of mercy reaching out to each of you. This is a rescue mission. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And through Jesus' resurrection, God now offers you new life. His life. To experience his peace in this life now. To experience his light even in this life now. And one day in the life to come, to share in God's restoration of the whole of creation as he brings everything under his good rule. As people, we long for light. Know that this Christmas, Jesus is that longed for light. Jesus is the promised deliverer. And he's the baby that was born to die. In order that we might receive the forgiveness, the freedom that God longs to give us. This is his free gift to us. His free gift to you. It's not something that we can achieve of ourselves, but it is something that we need to receive for ourselves. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So as we continue in the service this evening, now over this Christmas period, think about this question. How will you respond to Jesus Christ? Will you reject him and continue in darkness? Or will you accept him? Will you receive him and come into the light?